Despite the terrible ongoing violence in the Holy Land, hundreds of thousands of Israelis and Palestinians want peace and a future of serenity and coexistence for their families. Well, that was the message this Easter of the leader of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, Latin Patriarch Michel Sabah of Jerusalem. In Easter liturgies over the past few feast days in Jerusalem, Patriarch Sabah criticized Israelis and Palestinians for recent bloodshed there, including Israeli military operations, rocket fire from the Gaza Strip into Israel, and a fatal shooting attack on a Jewish religious seminary. The Patriarch appealed for leaders whom he described as ready to offer their lives for the sake of peace, not leaders, he said, who issue orders to kill and assassinate. Well, as tradition holds, Patriarch Sabah celebrated Easter in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, the place where Jesus was crucified, buried, and rose from the dead. The shrine, built by the Roman Emperor Constantine in the 4th century, is the holiest for Christians the world over. It is shared by the Greek Orthodox, the Armenian Orthodox, and Catholic churches, but other communities, the Egyptian Coptic Orthodox, the Ethiopian Orthodox, and the Syrian Orthodox, also possess rights and property in or about the church. Unfortunately, disputes and rivalries have caused rifts between these Christian communities throughout these centuries. I asked Patriarch Sabah if things have changed for the better.
We had only one serious event on the time of the Greek Orthodox Patriarch Irenaeus. On the day of the Feast of the Cross, on the 7th of May, there was a serious incident between the Greeks and the Franciscans in which the Israeli police had to interfere. But besides that, all these years the relations are rather well and good. And if there are some problems, the heads meet, which means the two patriarchs, Armenian, Greek Orthodox, and the custos of the Holy Land, they meet to resolve, to settle every problem.
Patriarch Sabah, who turned 75 on March 19th, has announced he will be retiring soon and that this would be his last Easter as Patriarch. I asked him how he will remember the challenges of the last 20 years he has led the Catholic Church in the Holy Land. He said he used a two-pronged plan of action, working to improve the pastoral life of the local Christian communities and combating injustices at a social and political level.
There was a double action, two fields, main fields of action, the pastoral one, the direct pastoral action with the parishes, and thank God it was good, rather good. We had our synod for the Catholic Church, and we have many improvements in the church as well, in the spiritual life itself. The structures of many movements, pastoral movements, university, young movements especially, they developed well in every part of the diocese, Jordan, Israel, Palestine. And then the other field was the political life, the instability in the country, all the sufferings of the people, all this difficult search for peace and justice. This also, we were engaged in this. Not in the politics themselves, but in the results and effects of these politics on the daily life of the people. From our side, the Israeli are living always in insecurity and fear. On the other side, the Palestinians, they are get killed every day with the Israeli incursions in the Palestinian towns. They have instability in politics, in economic life. And all difficulties shared by everyone, Christians and Muslims alike.
Although Patriarch Sabah finds hope in those native Christians determined to continue witnessing to Christ in his own homeland, he expresses concern that local Christians cannot access their churches freely, especially holy shrines such as the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Palestinian Christians must obtain written permits to go to Jerusalem for holy feasts, he explains, and priests and religious from Arab or other nations can wait weeks or months to obtain Israeli visas in order to work for the church in the Holy Land.
We had the problem of not having free access to Jerusalem for all our parishioners from Palestine itself or from Jordan because of security measures. We could obtain from time to time or even regularly on the main feasts, Easter and Christmas, thousands of permits, but we have to write the thousands of names as well to obtain the permits to allow people to come to Jerusalem. Then other difficulties, recent difficulties are always the question of visas is pending always. We have difficulties in obtaining visas for priests who are not resident in Israel, for example, Jordanians, Lebanese, Syrians, or others coming from abroad. They are given now one trip visa, which means that if they enter the country, they cannot leave for any circumstance. So we are trying to improve this point and this relation with the Israeli authorities, but so far it is there. So this is our remembering of the political situation, all its instability, daily difficulties with the people, the migration of some of our Christians as well because of that. But also we had the consolation to see some of our Christians wanting to remain despite all the difficulties in the Holy Land, accomplish their vocation to be Christians in the Holy Land, witnesses to Jesus in his land, not any elsewhere in the world.
Will you be remembering some things, though, with a particular joy over these last 20 years? What has brought you the most?
Well, the particular moment of joy was the year 2000 and the pilgrimage of Pope John Paul II. It was, from all aspects, a year of a kind of euphoria. Even the conflict was almost forgotten. Everything went very good for the visit of the Holy Father in Jordan, Israel, and Palestine. And it was truly a very good year, the year 2000. It was the blessing of the Jubilee, I think. But then after that, just before the end of the year, we had the Second Intifada and the beginning of more troubled situation.
Do you think that President George Bush's desire to see a final peace agreement between the Palestinians and the State of Israel, do you think that his deadline of the end of this year is possible, is attainable?
Well, what we know, what we're certain of, is his will. He wants. And we are certain that Premier Minister Olmert wants peace, the same Abu Mazen. Now the question remains whether they will be able to achieve peace. Because there are many obstacles before peace, and peace remains mainly an Israeli decision. Premier Olmert, when we met him on a Sunday before Christmas, he told us very clearly that he is decided to break the political status quo, that means decided for peace. But he said also there are many obstacles in Israel as well as in Palestine. So now it will depend from the power of Premier Olmert minister, if he can convince his people, the opponents, extremists, and the opponents towards peace, then we'll have peace. The peace will be an Israeli decision. The Arab world are ready. President Bush is ready. But no one can take that decision if Israel does not take it.
the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem and head of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, Michel Sabbat.